Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
And I think our first guest on the show, but our first guest, Caroline, how you doing?
Thank you.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Great to have you on the show today.
Yeah. I'm very happy to be with you.
Yes, yes. So
you're not from North Dakota, are you?
How do you tell?
So who are you with?
I am with Layton. So okay. I'm CMO of Layton, actually. And I came here with five startups at Eureka Park that are the winners of our contest. And we organized a contest in August and September last year. And it was dedicated to sustainable innovation. And we received a lot of applications. That was really great.
So you're out of France, right?
I'm from France, yeah. Yep. But the company Layton is an international consultancy firm. So.
Okay. So tell us about the competition. How does that work?
Yeah, well, basically we launched a competition on a platform that's called Agorize. And all the startups in 9 different countries could put their applications on that platform, and they had to present sustainable innovation, so something that was in green tech or social benefit. And we got more than 200 applications for different countries, so US, Canada, UK, Spain, Italy, Poland, France. And so we selected two startups from each country.
Okay.
We did it with a local jury, so people that were specialized in sustainability or in innovation. And then we had the grand jury somehow from several countries who selected the 5 winners. And the prize was to come here and have a booth at the Eureka Park. So. Cool.
Awesome. So you have 5 of them here?
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about each of the 5 companies that are representing?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two companies from the U.S. One is called GrowPod. They have found an innovation that helps growing vegetables in some kind of fridge, so you can have your own vegetables at home, and it grows quite fast, so it's quite fascinating. We have another US company which is called RetroLabs, who has a camera in the fridge that gives you information on the due date, what you have in the fridge. You can see it when you are at the store, and so it's an intelligent camera with an application. We also have a company that is called Screeware, who comes from Poland, and it's more about educational. It's an educational package based on 3D printing. So you print the component of a robot that you can assemble, and then you can program what the robot's going to do, and everything is built for schools. So that schools can have the children work with 3D printing and also with robots and programming.
So to this point, you have a company that will grow food quickly at home. You have sensors in your refrigerator that will tell me if that food's gone bad.
Yeah.
And then you now have a robot that will remove the bad food from my refrigerator. That's fantastic.
That should help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Company 4.
Yeah, the Company 4 is an Italian one, and they have developed sensor that gives you that. If you have that at home, you may be able to get data on the air and is it polluted or is it good. And the idea is to create a community and that everyone has this kind of capture, and it will give the data at a city level. So that's their objective.
Okay.
And the last one is here with me. It's BEFC. It's a French company. And it's what we like to call a game changer. They are our favorite one, because they have developed, and I'm going to be very bad at explaining that, but they have developed a battery that is based on paper, and that you can use for disposable material like pregnancy tests. At the moment, you have like normal battery, you just throw it away and it goes, you know, in the nature, and nobody recycles it. And with this kind of battery, I have them here, so it's very small and very easy to use, and it's you just, they activate themselves, and then when you throw it away, it's, you know, it just
amazing.
No recycling. Yeah, it's really amazing. And they are targeting first disposable material for health, because it's a lot of people and a lot of matter that is thrown away like this. But obviously, you could use it for a larger, really larger type of material.
So. It weighs almost nothing.
Yeah.
It's very, very light.
So when what's the idea of launching this? I mean, is it just right now you have it at the show? What's the next steps to getting this to consumers?
Yeah, well, the next step obviously is to work with companies that build those pregnancy tests or other type of tests that we do in health, and then the consumer will have nothing to do, actually. You know, there will be no difference for him, but
gotcha.
It will be recycled. I mean, not recycled, it's going to be
so if it's a throwaway test of some kind, they're just going to dispose of it. There's no other. Okay. So you're not, you know, even the test kit itself doesn't even have to have a place for a battery anymore or anything. So it even makes the test kit much smaller, much more environmentally friendly as well. So
And imagine all those toys you get for 1 day or 2 days, you have that battery in it and you just don't use it any longer. It's not a problem because it's not going to pollute the earth any longer.
So is he looking at investors to take on this? Of course. Money's good, right? All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess okay. So. They have already got some funds.
Yep.
And they worked a lot with the public research agency in France.
Okay.
So now they have to, you know, launch it.
Yeah. Okay.
So
are you going to, are we having Dr. Jules coming on here shortly, or is he just kind of standing in the background for moral support?
No, that would be great if he could
come.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah.
So before we do that, though, I have one more question for you. Is this competition going to go on again for the next year's CES?
Yeah. Well, in fact, you know what is really important for us is that we help a lot of company of all sizes to get funds for innovation. That's what we do every day. That's what our thousand of consultants do every day. And what we noticed is that we can do much more in terms of sustainable innovation. There are some governments today that have developed specific claims for, especially in Italy, for companies that do sustainable innovation. So we really want to promote that and help our clients doing more and get funds for that. So yes, the answer is definitely we'll do that contest for next year too.
And where can people go to get more information? Can they go online? Do you have
they can go online.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
so
no
Leighton.com.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carolyn. And we're going to just swap out with you real quick. So with Jules there. Thank you, Carolyn.
And Marlo, we just have about 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Next one's here.
Thank you. So Dr. Jules.
Hey, Dr. Jules.
So hi, Marlo. Hi, Dave.
Nice to have you on the show.
Yes.
So that's pretty amazing. So what is your vision with this very light, very
flexible,
very nondescript battery that you got going on here?
The real goal is there's a trend towards wearable and portable sensors, particularly in the medical device sector. An example would be the continuous glucose monitor for diabetes.
I have diabetes, so
the leading manufacturer at the moment for wearable patches produce over 100 million per year. And these large companies are looking for sustainable alternatives to miniature batteries containing lithium. And that's where our company comes in. We produce a fully paper biofuel cell. Like a hydrogen fuel cell, we use fuel to generate electricity.
Sure.
Our fuel is glucose and oxygen. The key here is it's sustainable, it's natural, it's bio-sourced. It's just a series of paper layers, and it produces electricity. Well,
what gave you the inspiration to do this?
Well, actually, I'm a doctor in electrochemistry.
Okay.
And it's something our laboratory in Grenoble in France have been developing for decades.
Okay.
We're the first group to implant a biofuel cell in animals. The original goal was to power pacemakers with this technology, but the road to market is too long, so we look to switch to a paper format, and that's where our paper biofuel cells come in.
So there's going to be a whole bunch of applications that you probably even haven't even thought of yet.
If you skip medical, you're looking at logistics and packaging.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I know we're very short on time. We really appreciate you just kind of hopping in here real quick. It's very, very impressive.
Yes.
And I see, you know, I'm just thinking to myself the kind of applications that will be that you'll be able to use this for in the future. So
are you down in Eureka Park then?
We are. Booth 51051.
Okay.
We'll stop down there. We'll probably do another interview with you through the Red Tech Ranch.
No problem. Come and see it in action. Watch us produce electricity from paper.
That'd be great. And where do we find out more information about you?
Go on our website, www.befc.global.
Very good.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Jules.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you coming on the show.
Okay. So.